join me. The catchment area, they are here. This is this new association which was created. My name is Jean-Yves Lecor. I am the mayor of a small village near south of Lannion, and I am a member of the catchment area, catchment basin association, and with the cities of Lannion and Perrose, they built the support for this association, or of which I'm the vice president, by the way, of this new organization, which used to be called the catchment basin of the Léguerre. Samuel Jouan, I'm one of the coordinators for the catchment of the valley. Jean-Luc Pichon, I represent Eau et Rivière de Bretagne, and of course I'm also a member of the catchment basin du Léguerre. Jean-François Jandet, I am the chairman of the association, and I'm also representing here the fishers community, and also in charge of the migrating fish association. We have four different skills here and competences, but we are there to answer your questions. Now, we're not going to repeat the content of the film, because you will have the opportunity maybe to watch it again, plus the fact that you received it. So. And you have the full film there. More than 20 minutes out of 36 have not been shown, so you see you still have plenty to watch at home. It was exhaustively explained why we came about to be set up after the hurricane in 87. 1987 and 1996, we had the committee for the catchment area of the Vallée du Léguerre, joining three different small rivers, because we had this big, big problem of water pollution. And then 2016, the two associations, Association of the Vallée du Léguerre and Catchment Basin of the Léguerre River, merged to become the Catchment Committee Vallée du Léguerre. And 2017, we received this label for wild rivers. 2018, the association had money, and we dedicated a part of this money, of those funds that we had, to make this film, to shoot this film. The director was Philippe Laforge, and we would like to thank him very much for the quality of his work, because he spent, well, maybe not full time, but for 1 year, he really came constantly to shoot different under different angles, all the specificities of our valley. He very well understood what was going on, and the objective of this film was to, well, just to remember, you know, the different actions that had taken place over the 25 years of this common adventure that we went through all together. This is how it came to be. Now, we are four people. You have the possibility to raise questions now, either about the film or the different actions or the how, the what. What you can see and the film is that the removal of the dam of Canscleck was really one of the major actions. The deconstruction was a really funding element of this revival, and I sincerely hope that at the Cellune the story will be as beautiful as our story is. So please, if you have questions, raise your hand and wait for the mic. Philippe Legoff, Agro Campus West. How did you manage the print of this dam on the land itself, and maybe also on the agricultural land, plus the river and the usage which was made of the river. How did you manage this whole land, which was set free in a certain way? As regards the dam, the print of the dam, well, the dam was in the ownership of the collectivity and the territorial authorities there. At that time, we had only the Association of the Vallée de la Guerre, and we decided at that time to value the land, part of this dam, the new land, by creating different activities like organic farming. We have two farmers who took over this land, and then also a path, a hiking path, because the friends from La Cellune also visited us. This is what they would like to do here. And the river zone itself, which depended from the dam, was used to create 4 years ago, because we really had to wait for nature to take over. But we have a nautic, well, nautic activities, let's put it that way, with canoeing and things like that. And we have 400, and also for fisher activities, fishing activities. So we have more than 400 days a year which are dedicated to especially to those activities. And now this whole site is owned by two villages. Your chairman mentioned the importance of building bridges. Well, that's a little bit what we went through. We have those two communities, those two villages on each side of the former dam. But what we wanted to do is to have an open landscape, what we call an open landscape, to have nature winning back this kind of land. À la grave. I have two questions. As regards the vision you could have about the Léguerre, what is your point of view on the Cellune? Where do you see common points and where do you see differences? That's the first question. The second is, you said that you wanted to keep traces of your fight, of your battle with this film. What about communication? What about communication? And did you communicate with other rivers nearby, thanks to this film or not? But did you communicate about the advantages that go along with the restoration of a river? Well, I could say that the trigger was pulled in the 80s by this very important pollution. The first sparkles that really triggered off this kind of awareness raising at that time. All the villages and communities all along the river and the catchment basin had the same drinking water origin, which was the river. And they also fed the coastal part, which is called the Pink Coast, Pérouse-Guirec, etc. So this created a certain feeling for an identity, river identity, valley identity. And this was then relayed by the elected representatives or non-governmental organizations, etc. This is how it started. And then you see that we, well, maybe you could understand that we organize a big celebration each year. We celebrate the river, and we have different actions, different events that take place between the all along the river till the coast. This is to convey a feeling of territorial belonging for our citizens, and this is what federates all our the citizens and all the actors of this territory. And don't think that it has always been easy. No, but It's okay, and it has been okay. Maybe we it looks, you know, it looks very, I mean, it is so successful that it looks unreal, a kind of wishful thinking kind of thing, but it is not. I mean, it's true. So the very first thing, to come back on that, the very first thing that triggered off this whole action, it was the pollution. And you know that everybody was depending on that river. So when the river is polluted, you have polluted drinking water. That's it. So we had this Fili company, the big printing activity, paper activity. And at that time, the agricultural issues were not so much present. You know, people were all thinking about this company, this factory, but the victims were, well, everybody. Everybody was concerned. So in a certain way, it feeds this kind of feeling of belonging of citizens. You know, it was the 70s, so it was still very the end of the 70s and 80s, where people were all participating in this civil life activities, association, etc. And it conveyed also a political meaning to things. And at that time, it was possible between associations and elected representatives to have a real dialogue. And this is how this political dialogue started to exist, political from a philosophical point of view. Now, I don't know if this makes sense in link with the Sélune. It is not the same time. It is not the same funding elements. It is not the same political situation. And for this big polluting company, everybody was pointing at this company. But at the same time, oh, it was not the paper company, sorry. It was a slaughterhouse, a slaughterhouse. But they employed so many people, I mean, at the same time. And they were recruiting people who had no skills at all. You know, it was a social integrator plus an economic integrator and actor. So you see the dilemma there, plus the fact that the breeders were also dependent on this slaughterhouse. So really a dilemma. I think the film was too good, wasn't it? Extremely interesting. Maybe one word. Kermanskelek is something that we, dealing with those dams, we know about. I mean, it is the first big dam in France which was removed. And then came the ones of the Loire. Maybe it makes a big difference because it's the beginning of this big fight and battle for free rivers. It is also the time where we were born as a federation, and we were able to convince government that building dams was not the solution, but we were considered as black sheep at that time. So there is a before and an after this dam. It played an important role. And the whole management of this process was very, very well organized. This is not necessarily what you may replicate on other places, and you see the differences in Maison Rouge, etc.